Welcome to another episode of The Journey from Being Hurt to Healing. For Dee Gatherite is your host. During this journey, he will provide comfort, support, and an opportunity to grow. This podcast is designed to provide hope, give options, introduce laws of freedom, give strategies to maintain and to sustain, discuss how to fight the negative drive. The goal is to be made whole. Now, we present Dee Gatherite, the motivational author.
Hey! Good morning, good morning, good morning. Another day that the Lord has blessed us to see. We are going to pray and move forward. Lord, we want to thank you right now for these chapters, oh God, that we have closed, oh God, as we're moving forward. We're just praying your favor. We're praying, oh God, that you would give us insight. You would give us what to do as we continue this fight, Lord, from the journey of being hurt to healed. We want to bless you. We want to thank you. We want to exalt you. We want to lift you up and pray for every listener, Lord God, that have tuned in. Favor, my God, miracle, Lord. Their whatever their request is being answered right now, Lord God, as we move on, as we press, Lord God, toward the mark of the prize of the high calling, which is in Christ Jesus. Lord, we bless you and we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. We want you to love on yourself right now. We want you to give yourself a big hug. That's right. That's right. Hug yourself and tell yourself that we are moving. We're not going back to the dreaded. This is what hurt us. Identifying it. As a matter of fact, we are going to take this episode and we are going to use it as a transitional mode from the from spiritual sense. Of course, we're going to keep the concentrate, commit, and being consistent as a definitely a base for which we are going to move forward. But we want you to tell a friend, tell a neighbor that we are putting strategies together so that we can win. What you're going to hear in the background very soon is a soundtrack that we stumbled across. And here it goes. It's coming in now. People, it's coming in now. But what we have designed this around is the fact that you win. I want you to congratulate yourself. I want you to know that you win. You win what? You win from the past. You win from doing that thing again. So yes, you win. So right now, we talked about it last week about Jonathan McReynolds. He mentioned the fact that I'm closing chapters. I'm turning pages. Then he said, glory to glory and from faith to favor. So I want to say to somebody today, close that chapter, close that book, and let's go and take a look at your future. That's where we're going, people. We're going toward the future. We're running away from the past. We're getting older. That's what he mentioned in the song. He said, we're getting older, so I keep it straight. It hurts to let go, but it hurts more to stay. So I want you to think about that. Think about the fact of what you have to let go. There's some things that I'm being challenged with right now. As a matter of fact, I'm being challenged with the COVID. But God is good, and I'm looking to take my test on tomorrow and see the results being positive because we've done what we needed to do. And I do have in my possession somewhere around here the immune items that we talked about that we are going to mention to you in regards to your health. But with us in mind, with you in mind, we want you to know it's a new day. You're moving on. And as you move on, we don't want you to know, we want you to recognize that there's something in the rear view, but we don't want that to be a part of you. It's in the rear view. Let's keep it moving. We can't compare to what God will do with our life. I'm forgetting what's behind me. I have finally decided that it's time. We're looking for some people like that. Some people that are going to say that it is time to move on. As you move on, I want you to know that you are about to flow. As you know that you're about to flow, let's go, let's go, let's go. Shake yourself. And we know that we have some things that we're going to talk about, express. But I want it to be very clear that what we want to adhere to is your movement. You're not staying the same. You're not being stuck in that situation ever again. So you're moving, people. You're moving. You're moving. So you might as well jam with the beat that's in the background. This scripture, again, we want to challenge your belief system. We want you to be ready to know that if you're going to do something different, all right, if you want something different, you have to do something different. So what we want to do is challenge you to look at your movement in this regards. So we're moving. We're not trying to go back. We don't want no more flashbacks. Now it's a mental attack. And we about to get it all back. You like that? It said, brethren, Philippians 3, 13 and 14. Those of you that have your Bibles, you can go there. Those of you that just want to hear, please do so. And then I want you, if you're not a Christian, We want you to get your Quran, get whatever it is that, you know, the Buddhists have, whatever you have. I want you to apply principles. Hear me out. Apply principles to your staying free of whatever that is. And if your principles, if whatever you're doing is not working, it's time to get something that does work. So let's go there and let's pay attention to this real quickly. It said, brethren, I do not count myself to have apprehended. But one thing I do. Now, this is one thing that this individual is doing, which is Paul. And count not themselves to have apprehended. So it's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind, I'm reaching forth to those things which are before. So that's one thing I want you to do. Forget, reach, and press. Let's say it together. Forget, reach, and press. Let's say it one more time. Forget, reach, and press. So as you forgetting that which is behind you, you reaching forth into that which is before you, and you are pressing. You're pressing toward the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. And for those, like I said, that are on another page, I want you to press toward that goal in which whatever page you want has told you that you can obtain. It has to become behavioral in order for you to have what you say you can have. Now, pressing on, you have not achieved. So this is saying that we have not achieved the goal or destiny yet. So as we are moving, no, we have not achieved it yet, but we're going there. And we're going to make this correct. No, we haven't received it yet, but we're about to make it correct. So forget the past and learn from it. I know some of us say it's so difficult, it's so hard. But my question to you is, do you want to get the same results? That's what you have to ask yourself. You hear that music in the background? You're going to hear it. And I'm going to emphasize win. It's your time to win again and again. It's your time. And like we stated before, as you mentioned in the song earlier, it's challenging. It's not promising. But we got a mark to reach towards. And that is the calling of your purpose. Because sometimes we get this stuff so confused. We look at our stuff and we're not. Our stuff, meaning the things that we're going through. So let me make sure I'm very clear. I've been told that many a times. Very clear that we focus on what it is that is trying to get us to focus on what we shouldn't focus on. And like I said before, as I'm listening to the music, as I'm talking to you, you're going to hear how we emphasize again and again the win. You win. So congratulate yourself. No. Don't accept that. But congratulate yourself. Appreciate you. Because you is the one that's about to make your victory true. This is encouraged. As the writer encourages the modern believer to move on. Despite all the obstacles the enemy puts in your way to distract you from your goal of destiny. It warns us, only those who endure. So you have to endure through the past trying to come back up. But again, I've said before, and I'm going to say it again, that in order to win, you have to close the door to that which have caused your victory, not to be sure. Not only that, when it knocks again, you are answering in faith. You're not answering in fear. And then you're drawn near to your creator. So these are strategies because people, yes, it's coming back with an attack, but it's time for you to give it a smack. How do I smack it? Reminding of the promises that you was put here for. I was reading something the other day and it talked about us being created in eternity. We were created in eternity because we're eternal beings. But we were placed in time for a purpose. And I want to emphasize to you that your purpose can never be obtained if you're still in pain. Pain of what? Because yes, change is part of pain. However, if you're in pain, you're in frustration, it's time to make that some motivation and change what has caused all of this strange stuff from happening to you. What am I saying? I am saying to you, there was a reason in what you went through. That reason was to make you that strong person that you are still standing right now. You're still standing. You're still there. It's coming at you. but yet you're finding a way to win. And you could do it again and again when you forget, reach, and press. Out the stress. Remember, that's our title. Forget, reach, and press out the stress, because you can stay out the mess. You can stay out the mess. If any man or woman will come after the Creator and deny themselves, take up their cross, and follow Him, He will grant and lead and guide you into the wisdom that you need to proceed. The wisdom you need to proceed. So again, as you're listening to the music in the background, it's about when. You win again and again and again. When you choose, it's over. When you are frustrated, it's over. Let's go. That's what I'm saying. Let's go. Let's flow. These are heavy words that entail that suffering, deep struggles, and trials are coming. But guess what? With your strategies, you will be prepared. Forget the past and learn from it. All right. There's no greater hindrance in our lives like our past mistakes, in our failures, or setbacks, or hindrances. We feel humiliated, ashamed on our ego and who we are. We lapse into depression. We rehearse the mistakes. We think about what we could have done. We wish we did this or that, until the enemy, the devil, uses our setbacks to destroy us. We broad and go into mental problems. Some may be delivered, but many will be destroyed. So my thing to you, leave it alone. Don't go back to it. Forget the past. It didn't last. And let's move forward and win. Again and again, I'm going to say win, because as we wrap this up and come to an end with the podcast, you're going to hear us mention that. So as you reach forward to the mark of the high calling, which is in the Creator, that high calling is knowing Him to be the individual that He is, a God of purpose. He did not destine to you to be a punching bag. He did not destine you to just be an abusive relationship. He did not just destine you to be sick without a purpose. He did not just destine you to be in whatever dilemma, crisis that you have, that has come into your life. No, it's not your fault. No, we don't blame you. But we say to you, trust Him, because when you trust in Him, He's going to show you that you are truly a gem. When you trust Him, He's going to show you that you're a gem. You're unique. You're awesome. You're valuable. I'm going to say it again. You're unique. You're awesome. And you're a valuable. So that high calling is to glorify Him in the situation. Because as you glorify Him in the situation, you're actually taking your mind off the situation. And then you're putting yourself in a position. And yes, I'm going to go there. Where you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. You can do it. It's not about you. You are a created being for God to be seen and His glory to be revealed in your situation. That's how you go from the journey of being hurt to heal, because God's glory is about to be revealed in your awesome life, about to be revealed in your unique circumstance, about to be revealed in you, because you are true. You are the real deal. Regardless of what people are saying, it is for real. The greatest event in human life is the knowledge of the living God. This knowledge ushers us into the destiny assigned to us by God. When we know the Lord Jesus, it quickly opens our eyes to know we are not on earth to waste our time. We are destined for a purpose. Here we go again with that purpose. When you know the Lord, you are guided to know your destiny through the power of the Holy Spirit, because it's going to lead and guide you to all truth. We know we get into that situation. That's not the place. That's not the podcast for that. We're not going into the argument. We're going to say, if it works, it works. And it will bring you out of being hurt. Yes, I'm going to say it. There is positive hurt, and we're going to talk about it in one of the episodes. But that positive hurt is for change, because the strange thing that has come in your life, it will not stay in your life. So the strange thing that has occurred in your life will not stay in your life. I declare and decree it right now, because you're going to do what we mentioned, forget, reach, and press. And as we're talking about forgetting, reach, and press in our last few minutes here, we want to admonish you to do these three things that we talk about in our spiritual sense book. Concentrate. Concentrate on what has occurred and what's not going to occur ever again, because you're going for the win. Then you commit to the fact that what you concentrated on as you're going for the win, you're going to commit to the win, so you will never go back to that negative thing again. Negative, I say it because, you know, there's a lot of arguments out there, so I want to be very clear on negative. Negative is what has subtracted from your life. If it's subtracted from your life, now it's time to add to your life. And let me tell you this, if no one ever told you before, you are in control of your life. You are the one that's in the driver's seat. If you've given something or someone or some situation control, now it's time for you to take control. Now it's time for you to look unto the hills from whence cometh your help, for your help should come from the heavens. Because when your help comes from the heavens, now you are able to dominate that situation that has dominated you. Because again, we think in terms of why we're here, what we were created for. We were created to have dominion, not over each other, but over the situation. So if someone using a situation to have to dominate you, they in error. And your truth is going to check that. And you just don't fall for what monkey business, as my dad has said, that they are trying to put in your life. Oh, it's getting to be that time, but I need to finish up with concentrate. When you concentrate, you don't hesitate. When you concentrate, you are truly meditating in action. Because a lot of people think, and I'm going to put it out there, that Christians don't do anything but pray and just sit somewhere, rock, and hope that it happens. No. The kingdom of heaven suffers violence, but the violent take it by force. How do we take it by force? Being aggressive with kingdom agenda. The kingdom agenda comes from the heavens, because we're going to allow what's in the heavens to be done on earth through us. That's how we love on ourselves, so that we can turn around and love on somebody else. That's what I'm going to end this with. Love on you. I started it saying hug you. Hug you. Look in the mirror. Imagine yourself as being that kingdom representative from heaven that's been designed with heaven resources to do what they got to do to get the job done. Let's do it in 2021, people. That's right. Raise your fist. Get excited. Shout it out. We're doing it. We're going for the win. Yes. And we're going to end it with our poem that say you win. You got a smile on your face? I hope so. Now, we had mentioned it before in regards to Miss Teresa Smith. Here we are again to state the fact that she is there. She just dropped off some nice vitamins. I thought I brought them in here. Looking for them now. But anyway, it's dealing with the immunity, and what it is building up your immune system. And I really believe, and I know that once we build our immune system up, we can fight off whatever it is that's trying to fight us through COVID-19, through various strands that are out there. I'm here to place emphasis and say to you, all right, that as we're focusing in on holistic healing, we want you to make sure that you are giving her a call. She have a myology challenge to help you with your health, help you to see if you're on the right track to doing some of your health goals that you are, I'm sure, have in place. So that number is 773-972-6186. I will also reach out to one of my financial individuals, and I will have financial information on here also, a resource that you can make sure that you are tapping into to help with your resources. But also with Ms. Teresa Smith, as you are taking the Shaklee products and all that great stuff, you can also make some money off of it. I've been doing exactly what I'm doing, placing emphasis on the fact that Shaklee is there to war against this stuff that's out there, because COVID-19 is real. Like I said, I have it, and I'm thanking God that I am through a lot of the bad symptoms now, and because of your prayers, we are doing excellent and doing better. So the number again for Miss Teresa Smith is 773-972-6186. Give her a call, let her know that you heard it on the Journey from Being Hurt to Heal. And then how can I forget? I'm not going to forget www.tjconnor.com, the one that did the wonderful rendition to the intro that we have. He has one of the episodes on the podcast is one of the hottest ones. So definitely I'm going to make sure I mention him. Need to go back and check it out. I think it's soothing the soul. If you check that episode out, you get to hear TJ Connor, you get to hear some of his music, and you can definitely be blessed and be encouraged, because this is a process that can help you as you're moving forward. Because again, as we are focusing in on moving forward, that's where we at, people. We're not going back. We done went on an episode where we took the Kleenex and we cried, we boohooed, and we threw it in the garbage can. You need to check that episode out too. And in it, that was it. So now what we're doing is developing strategy. So if you are telling a friend, telling a neighbor, which I hope you are doing so in regards to the podcast, please let them know we're developing strategies on how to move on. I was on the radio show the other day and they asked, well, what strategies? And it helped me to be able to kind of focus on developing strategies, which is already done in the Replacing the Addiction, Spiritual Sins, and Dream to the Extreme. Those books are strategies. Those books are resources. We know we're so often looking to be entertained, but those books help you to sustain and be maintained on your change. Let me say it one more time for someone. Hope the music back in the background kind of bagged me up. However, the books are designed to help you to sustain, to maintain, to change. The change model, the last thing that is emphasized is to maintain. So no relapse. That's what we're trying to do. Because again, as we're on this journey, we know that's possible. We know it's scientifically proven. We know that as a therapist, that is possible that relapse will take place. However, in the midst of putting yourself back together again and going for the win again and again, just know these resources will help you. And as we mentioned before, they're definitely Christian guided. However, whatever you subscribe to, whatever you believe in, it can help you, unless you believe in some dark forces, evilness or whatever, that can kind of lead you in a whole different direction because it's the opposite of it. But if you're close to positive, adding to your life, things of that nature, well, you could take the materials, you can supplement them with your belief system, and hopefully it don't coincide or crash. It might challenge your belief system, I'll tell you that. However, we're here to help you help yourself. That's one of the things that we're here for. Not no judgment on no one. We're here to help you help yourself. So whoever needs to help, we're here to help you. So again, thegatheright.org, check it out. We're here for you. I want you to make sure that you use the contact us page on the website so that we can keep you abreast on things that are occurring. We will be opening up to workshops and putting that out there also. We just have the last leg of things that we need to do with that so that we can be available for you in person. And continue to keep us in prayer, me and my family, as we are battling and winning with this COVID thing. All right, let us pray, and then we're going to move forward. Lord, we thank you right now, God, for our listeners. Oh, God, the faithful ones, the faithful that have been there for us. Oh, God, my God, every episode, we just want to thank you for them and pray a special prayer for them. God, also our new listeners, oh, God, that are enjoying the show, they will also put feedback in there so that we can know how to adhere and address issues and problems and be the solution. Through the Holy Spirit, not us being the solution, but we being used as the solution, God, to help people as they deal with this negative pollution and life, oh God, as we move forward, as we have this awesome day. We just want to invite you and thank you for being the great God that you are, and pray, oh God, that you continue to have your way, continue to strengthen us and give us what we need for this day, and we'll bless you forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And we pray you be able to enjoy the poem, I Win. Have a great day and see you next week. Let's win. Success that will never end if embraced like a friend. Accomplishments will ascend. Never give up or quit. Then triumph will be legit. Never a loss, only a lesson. Learning to get up is a blessing when we win. This is not a conquest, but a daily fight to do the best. Not a simple definition, as long as there's an addition. An accumulation with a positive condition. Society has weird rules. Events that can cause one to be fooled. A winner or loser only in the mind. The game with players with a purpose to align. A mental arrangement, therefore thinking must go through a rearrangement. Definition of loss, I must win at any cost.